Welcome to 7 Good Trouble Rubble with the Cause Minutes with a special guest. The podcast that empowers you to challenge the status quo and create positive change in just 7 minutes. I am your guide, Seidel, founder of Rubble with a Cause, a nonprofit organization empowering survivors to rediscover their voices and validate their experiences as they build, develop self-advocacy skills needed on their healing journey. Today's guest is no stranger to this journey and will share her survivor's story with us and how the art of beauty has colored her world and those she connects with a little brighter. If you are a believer of the butterfly effect, you know that butterflies are formed through change. And this is a phenomenal intro to our guest, Teresa. Hello.
Welcome,
Hello.
Teresa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence. Like all good butterflies, right?
What's up, my dear? How are you today?
Doing fantastic. Looking forward to hearing your amazing story and that beautiful transformation. I think it will be very beneficial to a lot of our guests.
Well, I'm thrilled to be here and thank you for having me again.
So tell us a little bit about you, about your story, and how you get to color the world right now.
So I'm still on an ongoing journey, but I think what I'd like to share with your listeners today and in your community is, I realized after my divorce, which happened during 2020, that I needed to do some really serious soul searching because I keep attracting really narcissistic, abusive people in my life, not just romantically, but also just in general. And it's something that came deep within my childhood that I didn't even realize when I was growing up and a young girl. You know, I'm of mixed race. I'm Asian, Vietnamese, Polynesian, and I lived in a lot of really small towns in the United States growing up where there wasn't a lot of diversity, and I was constantly made to feel like I was different. I didn't belong. I was bullied a lot. And somehow this transferred into my adulthood where I'm that, I guess what you would call people pleaser type of personality and always wanting to just fit in, so to speak. So I realized from my very first relationship that I was attracting this type of narcissistic person that would constantly love bomb me in the beginning, almost to the point where it would feel like such an amazing fairy tale romance. And if it didn't feel like that in the beginning when I was dating someone, then I thought there was something wrong. And I now realize after lots of therapy and a lot of work on myself that love bombing is not healthy. It's someone trying to mask who they really are so that I fall quickly so they can control me. And so I have been on an incredible healing journey since then of just, you know, protecting myself and creating boundaries. And also just giving my light to those people that I want to give it to that deserve it. And so I'm a makeup artist. I am a creative person and I love sharing my gift with other people. And that's really how I fill my love tank each day now. And that's a little bit about me.
So tell me, in you communicating with the people that you meet now, how do you find that you are doing a little bit different with your relationships, be it platonic or otherwise?
You know, I think the biggest thing that I've learned in the last couple of years on my journey of healing from narcissistic abuse and, you know, verbally abusive relationships is that I need to create boundaries because only I can teach other people, whether it's a man or a woman or a friend or a romantic interest, on how I want to be treated. And I wasn't doing that in the past. I was just more like, I want to go eat here. Okay, great. I'll go eat there with you. Or I want to go here for vacation. That sounds good. I'll go do that. Because I am a pretty easygoing person and I just wanted to make that person happy. But in the end, I realized that I wasn't getting my needs met in a lot of these relationships. So it's okay to say no, and it's okay to say that's not something I like.
Really good. I think that's something a lot of our guests can benefit from.
Mm-hmm. It's not being selfish. It's just standing up for yourself and getting your needs met. And that's something that's been really hard for me to do in my past. And I'm learning to not only personally, but also professionally. You know, if I'm asked to do something that doesn't make me feel comfortable, no, I don't do that. I'm so sorry. And I don't even need to say I'm sorry anymore. Why am I sorry? I don't do that.
Right.
Seriously, I'm still learning.
Right. That's okay. But I think, you know, if it's something you've grown up with and as you've been surrounded with, it, I mean, like you said, you're on a healing journey, just like we all are. And there's mm-hmm. certain things that we have to unlearn.
Yes. Yes.
So before we go, give me a favorite beauty quote that you think will be empowering for our guests as they listen, not only for today, but something that they can carry in for the rest of the week.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I have a quote per se off of my head, but what I will say is, and what I have really truly embraced, not only personally and professionally, but really be true to yourself. And just because people are wearing blue eyeshadow, if you don't like blue eyeshadow, don't wear it. If it doesn't look good on you, don't wear it. You stay true to yourself and people will fall for you and love you and connect with you because of that.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you so much, Teresa. We really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Taking time from your busy schedule to, you know, just sprinkle some butterfly dust with us.
Absolutely. I'm here for it all. And I'm so happy to be able to spread some butterfly love with you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
On your journey to prioritizing you, be selective with your time. Try to spend time with people who uplift you. Do activities that energize you or soothe your soul. Forgive yourself. Take care of your mind and body. Live fully and authentically. And blow bubbles. Thanks for listening and tune in next week Thursday on 7 Good Trouble Rubble Minutes with my next special guest. Until then, peace, love, and revel on to a more balanced you.